plagued a potential nugget.
And maybe just to rewind the clock, Viren, I want to talk about your journey. And a lot of people, especially with income challenges, might end up picking the safe option and going to academics to ensure at least, they have the base case covered. What's been your journey through that phase? And what's the advice you give to people who are at those crossroads where they have to make a choice between committing to the sport versus playing it safe?
In India, traditionally, when you come to 10th standard or 12th standard, you always have to make a choice in life.
Correct.
And, I came from a background where exactly you had to make the choice, because my mom was a doctor and dad was an engineer. Two elder brothers were computer engineers. So
sure.
I didn't come from a background of my family playing sport. My family was sports loving, but they didn't play sport competitively.
Slight difference.
right. So, in fact, I myself also was on the Mumbai merit list in SSC.
Okay.
And, but I just knew in my mind that at that point of time, in all honesty, I didn't understand a single scientific equation.
Okay.
And, I saw my mother's big medical books, and I saw my brother's even bigger engineering books. And I thought that, that's not for me. And so when I was in 10th standard, while the world and its uncle wanted me to study and become a doctor or a engineer, all I wanted to do was play hockey.
Got it.
And coincidentally, when I was 27 years old and I retired, and I eventually retired from the sport very early, possibly before my time, the world and its uncle wanted me to play for another 4 years while I wanted to study.
Very interesting.
So things reversed 12 years later. It's just something about me following my heart always. And I have to admit here that I was very lucky, because, like all parents, my parents were very strict with my eldest brother. So he had to do engineering. Second guy, okay, but he went into that line as well. And I think they were just not bothered about me. So, I was lucky enough that I could do whatever I wanted. So, but having said that, I think for some reason, I don't know why, but I just always backed myself, and I just made one decision that since playing hockey was my choice, I wouldn't take a single penny from my parents to play the game. And when I was out of 10th standard, I was taken by Tata Sports Club hockey team on a contract when I was in 11th standard. So I had to get a princely sum of 2,000 rupees, which was a huge amount at that point of time. And, when I was going to junior college, and, sure. I was the only one from all my friends who was earning 2,000 rupees. So a big sum of money back then as pocket money. So, one thing just led to the other, and I ended up here. So I can say that I've never been someone who has thought long term, and I never thought that I would want to play for India or I would captain. I dreamt of that, but how generally with young kids, you want to dream about something, but you don't actually believe at that point of time that it will happen.
Sure.
It will actually happen.
Sure.
So I never looked at it as a career then. I just love playing hockey. I love playing sport. And now I know that I just want to be in sport. Sport is what I know best. Sport is what I love best. I mean, here at OGQ, every single day that I'm at work, I love what I do. And there's not been a single morning that I can remember where I say, oh God, I don't want to go to work.
Sure.
And I'm not enjoying this, and it's painful. And
got it.
So for me, as long as I'm dealing with sport, I'm really very happy.
The key takeaway for me here was a notion of listening to heart at crucial junctures and letting that guide the way. Clearly, there are other considerations that come into play, but this is an important piece that I see people not paying enough attention to at different points. What do you love? What gives you energy? What are you passionate about? When are you in flow?
These are different phrases or questions to describe this, but often leaders transition based on what I call a skills-based view, which is saying here's a portfolio of skills I've accumulated over time, and here are the different situations where I could deploy them. That's definitely one way of doing it, but if you can marry that thinking with some inputs around what gives you energy, it just makes the journey more fun and more sustainable over the medium to long term. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com and look for Play to Potential.